At 6:06, it is fair, 58 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 77 today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The investigation into the reported cyber attack of the City of Tulsa website server is now over. Catherine Roberts reports this morning it wasn't an attack. After all,
officials say no personal information was accessed, and that's because there was no attempted hacking. A firm hired to periodically check the system's vulnerability used an unfamiliar testing procedure which raised an alarm for an attempted cyber attack. Before it was known that the supposed attack was actually a test, the city spent $20,000 on a mass mailing to notify those who might have been impacted. City Manager Jim Twombly says the city's first priority was to notify and protect those who were potential victims. Again, since there was no cyber attack, no personal information was revealed. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
In a believed related note, the city's IT director is placed on leave. Now, the mayor says it's a personnel matter and he will say no more. Tom Golliver has been the IT director for the city for less than a year. One Tulsa County official favors hiking rents and seeking commitments from airport tenants if they receive Vision 2 funds. Commissioner Fred Perry says he wants to have the facilities to keep and attract companies, but if Vision improvements contribute to profitability, it's fair to expect some return from the businesses that benefit.
You know, once the work's been done and lease agreements and rental agreements come due and those tenants are profitable, I think it's fair to discuss higher amount of rent coming to the taxpayer.
Proposition 1 of the Vision 2 plan would provide millions of dollars for airport building and infrastructure improvements. On his first day back as TU's president, Stedman Upham is greeted with a new report. It indicates the University of Tulsa graduates have the highest earning potential among Oklahoma colleges and are some of the top paid in the region. KWGS is owned by the University of Tulsa. As the 20-month I-44 widening project begins, which closes Lewis at 51st Street, area businesses remain cautiously optimistic. Mary Marutis manages the Goldie's restaurant.
People can still come up 51st Street and turn right to get here, and they can come up from the south to 51st Street. So we're hoping it really doesn't affect us a lot.
Park Hill liquor owner Lance Parkhill says that they will likely lower some of their prices and employ more marketing than usual to help entice customers to wade through the construction zone. It is life in prison times two for Fred Shields. The judge yesterday sentenced him to two consecutive life terms without the option of parole. The 38-year-old was convicted last month for taking part in the murder-for-hire of Tulsa businessman Neil Sweeney. Car thefts and stealing items from vehicles in parking lots at Expo Square are annual worries during the state fair, but so far this year, no problem. Undersheriff Tim Album says there have been no reports of either crime to this point during the fair's run.
This summer has been really terrible for a vehicle. Larcenies from vehicles, and so I was concerned about that going into the fair, but so far the things we put in place and the things that are out there have deterred that.
Alban attributes the good news to mounted and bicycle patrols and new improved lighting in the parking lots at Expo Square. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice today, a high of 77. It will be clear, cool tonight, 51 for a low. Tomorrow, look for sunshine and a high of 81. Then on Thursday, turning sharply colder. National Weather Service radar is all clear, now at 610, fair and 58. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.